Well, no, it's the same me from, like, technically 5 seconds ago. The same version of reality, Jabari, you know? It's the same dimension, or whatever. Yeah, yeah, I'm back. You know, because that other one was short, so I'm still walking back. You probably hear these freaking loud cars in the background. Like, I swear, everything is weird. Everything's wrong, but at the same time, things aren't as, like, it's a different type of loud. Like, it's like, I feel like in America, it's allowed just to be loud. Like, you know, it's people's fault why they're loud. And it's, like, kind of purposeful. Like, you know, the cars that are loud, they have a loud engine. They're just loud purposely. Or people who talk loud, or whatever. But here, things are just loud naturally. And it's not like they're trying to be loud. It's just naturally loud. But yeah.
Wait a second. Another
thing. I swear, before I freaking do the real podcast, people like lean towards me. It's weird. Like, I'll be walking and I'll be on the corner. Like, you know, let's say I'm walking on the wall because I don't like being near people, especially during freaking COVID time. I don't want to catch whatever they have. And then people will lean towards me. Like, I don't know if they're trying to, like, they don't notice because it's natural. Like, they notice me. They're like, oh man, a black guy. And then they just naturally start walking towards me. Because, you know, they're like in the back of their brain, they want to get it closer, but in the front of their brain, they're like, oh, I don't want to make it too obvious. So, but they still naturally walk towards me to the point where I'm like dodging them, where I'm like, why are you getting so close? And I swear that, like, I always complain about it. I don't think anyone ever believes but it does happen. I swear, like, I wish I had like freaking smart glasses where I could record me walking through the city. Like, so many crazy things happen where I just know it's because, you know, I'm black in the, like, in the, like, you know, in Asia. And, you know, there's not that many black people other than Africans. So it's like, I don't know. I wish I could record it and show people. Because I think only another black person from America would notice. But anyway, we're back to the freaking crackpot theories. Because, you know, I was already being crackpot before with me talking about, like, people leaning towards me. But now we're going full crackpot. And we're going to talk about how certain things are another person. There's always people. But still, I'm going to say that all freaking conspiracies might possibly be real. You heard it here first. Every single one of them. Every freaking single one. You know, it's already a theory. Like, you know, where people are like, oh, what if every single theory is real? Or what if every single thing is wrong. You know, there's all those, like, you know, the red pill conspiracy that either everything is real or it's actually, you know, the boring one is like, oh yeah, actually people are just incompetent and everyone's incompetent and that's, you know, no conspiracy actually exists because everyone's so incompetent. No, I'm saying what if everything is freaking real? And let me talk about this logically because, like, I personally do not believe people are that imaginative. Like, yeah, some people are imaginative. Like, say, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, you know, those are really imaginative stories. But even those freaking fantasy stories are not as in-depth as these freaking conspiracy theories. Like, that's why they're so interesting, because they're so freaking in-depth. Like, I don't know where, like, it leads you to be like, I don't know how these people think of this. Like, it happened where you're like, maybe it is real. And I think there is some type of grain of truth somewhere in each one of these. Because again, people are not this original. But are you telling me that it just turns out every single conspiracy theorists are like just some best-selling novelist in like hidden away, and they're only the only thing they get output is just conspiracy, and people just make fake stuff all the time because it's fun, but they never write a book? This doesn't make sense. Like, look at any conspiracy, and it's so in depth. Like, even the crazy ones, like flat earth. Like, yeah, flat earth is crazy, but it's like, how are they thinking of it? Like, they're just going crazy with some of these theories. Like, they have like a freaking ice wall, and there's actually like kingdoms outside of the ice wall, and it's like blah 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 blah. They know what type of people live in kingdoms and all this. I'm like, this is so, like, this is better than any movie, any freaking video game, any storybook novel I've ever read, how in depth they are. Where I'm like, maybe there's some of this stuff is true. But not only is it stuff that are in depth, we have already seen time and time again, it turns out like all these things seem like conspiracy, seem like, you know, oh yeah, they're crazy for thinking this. And then, it, you know, sometimes it turns out that they're slightly true. Like, where it's just proven, like 100% proven. We've already seen examples. Like, I mean, this is just I can't give every example because, you know, how I do these podcasts, I just do it right off the whim. Like, I don't research anything, so I don't have anything prepared. But like, example is the pedophiles, the freaking pedophiles of the rich or whatever. And then you start hearing like all the, and then you hear like all these, like, you know, sex cults or whatever. And then you start hearing about it. Like, you know, these people start getting arrested. These high up people start getting arrested for pedophilia, for like, you know, these Me Too whatever stuff, where you're like, what the heck are they doing on their free time? And you hear all this stuff about, like, you know, the devil worship or whatever. And then it's like, sometimes these news articles you hear about people getting arrested, you're like, what the heck? Like, I read about this. Like, well, not particularly them, but like, you know, conspiracy about this. And I forgot, there was something that happened recently where I'm like, wow, the conspiracies are true. What was it? I forgot. I don't know. One of them was the COVID thing. I remember in the beginning of the pandemic, they were talking about how COVID can like lower your when you have children, basically like lower your egg supply or whatever, your sperm supply or whatever. And everyone's like, oh, that's cuckoo crazy stuff. Oh, where are these people learning this stuff? You're stupid. And then lo and behold, like 2 weeks ago or whatever, they start saying, oh, actually, it turns out that COVID, it might actually lower your, the birth rate, so blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the heck? And they're like, yo, yo, but it's nothing to worry about, though. But, yo, it does slightly do it. I'm like, huh? I remember this back in 2020, where this was a conspiracy. And everyone's like, oh, well, you're stupid. But now, it just turned out it's true. So that means, it's like, where do these people who start, like, you know, hint out the conspiracy, where do they come from? Like, are they people who are in the know? And they're like, the people must know, but I can't, like, I can't let me get in trouble for it. Because, you know, I have a living, you know, I don't want to lose my job, or I don't want to get murdered, or whatever bullcrap. So they, like, leak it out. And then some person on the internet just happens to find it, and then just believes it instantly. But still, because it's like, all the, it's just happened so many times. Obviously, I cannot think of it right now, but, you know, it just happened. Where I'm starting to believe every detailed conspiracy, not the stupid ones, like, you know, where they're like, oh, what if Obama is actually a Filipino, or some stupid, like, I don't know, like, just say that was a conspiracy. Like, you know, it comes out of nowhere. Like, that one, no, you know, it's probably stupid. It's not real, because, like, it's not detailed. But these other ones that are super detailed, I don't know. There might be something to it. Like, let's even say the flat earth stuff. Like, that's too detailed. So maybe the earth's not actually flat, but maybe there's some stuff we don't know about. Maybe the world is bigger than they say. Maybe that's why it's called flat earth. But it's not that it's flat. It's just the earth's way bigger than we think. Or I don't know, maybe there is something that's happening in Antarctica, and that's why they have this little weird theories. Oh my god, they're staring at me, and it's freaking my mother's mom. Young mom. People just stare. I get it. And they just don't blame me. They don't have to try to hide it or anything. I think that's the worst part, is that they don't try to hide it. Like in America, you know, even I'll look at something, like if I see someone with their eyeball hanging out, you know, I'm gonna like give a look, like, oh man, what the heck? And look at a stare at them, but I try not to get caught. That's the difference between America and here. Like in America, people try not to get caught. If they get caught, they'll act like, oh, it's just coincidence. But here, they'll get caught and keep looking. They'll keep looking. So you're like, what the heck? If you'll see them, you'll look at them looking at you, and they'll keep looking. Like once I was sitting on a corner, like eating McDonald's, because, you know, there are no benches in this whole entire city. No benches. Like, in America, there's benches everywhere. But here, there's no freaking benches. So I'm eating, like, at a corner. And this freaking, 30 to 40-year-old dude just staring at me, like, while walking by. So I'm like, what the heck? So I stare at him. And I try to do, like, a mean glare, because I'm pretty recent. I'm tired of people staring at me, especially when I'm trying to mind my own business. But I'm staring at him kind of mad, but I'm just not in the mood to be stared at that day. And he keeps staring at me until he turns the corner the whole freaking time. Oh, and what the heck? But yeah, that was a side note. But yeah, I'm starting to believe, seriously. Like, I wish my good old pal O'Neal was on this podcast, because we talk about this all the time, where we're like, where something comes up, and we're like, this was a conspiracy before, and now it's just, oh yeah, it's actually true now. It's like, I'm truly starting to believe everything. Every conspiracy has some type of grain of truth, no matter what. If it's detailed enough, there's some type of grain of truth. Like, there's something, like, where, I think Flat Earth is a perfect example. It's too detailed, man. Like, it's stupid, but like, some of this stuff is like, there's no way. There's just some guy just sitting there, like, oh, crap, what do I need to write for the Flat Earth conspiracy today? Oh, man, I've been thinking all freaking, oh, man, I just got out of work. Oh, he's rubbing his hands. I'm ready to write more lore for the freaking Flat Earth. Like, this lore is, like, you need to read some of this stuff. Well, I mean, someone who's into conspiracy will know, but, like, someone who's not, like, you know, the people who, and another thing, I do want to say, there's people who, like, are so against conspiracy, it's weirdly against, like, they are so, they take it personally, certain conspiracy, like, just say Flat Earth. Like, just me talking about it. Someone is pissed. He's so pissed right now. Just like, oh, look, freaking Flat Earth. How dare you talk about Flat Earth? The Earth is round. I told you the Earth is round. Like, he's pissed. He's freaking pissed. He's listening right now. Still pissed. And I want to ask you, why are you so pissed? Like, let's just say, the Earth is round. Who cares if these guys are dumb and they believe it's flat? Why is it so personal? Like, have you noticed that? Which makes me start to believe even more. Even me, the rational dude. Well, I'm pretty rational. And I'm even like, man, people get pissed about the Flat Earth stuff. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. People get so mad, which makes me think, like, oh man, is something like actually true? Like, why are they so mad? I don't know. But some people get so mad about conspiracy theorists. Like, I understand if it's like truly endangering someone, like truly, truly endangering. Like, let's say the people who think masks don't work or something, and they're just like, and they're just coughing in someone's face purposely because, oh, masks don't work. Like, okay, that's actually messed up, because like, you're, even if like it's the opposite, like, you know, even if you you truly believe that masks don't work, don't mess with someone who does believe it. Like, why is it so personal? Again, like, you know, if they feel like they're endangered, don't mess with them. Like, just wear your mask. But, like, say flat earth, that doesn't really hurt anyone, like, at all. It truly doesn't. Like, yeah, it's stupid. Like, oh man, you're gonna spread stupidity. But, you know, you could argue that about so many other things. So it's like, I don't know. Why are people so mad? Which makes me think there's, I don't know. I feel like it pushes people further to the other side. Cause then you're like, why are people so mad? Like, is there something I shouldn't know? Like, why are you so pushed forward for this thing? But yeah, not saying I truly believe in flat earth. I don't know. I like to keep my mind open. It's not like I personally, like, did the science to prove that the earth is round. I know there's that whole thing, like, what's his name? Freaking, not Galileo. Was it Archimedes? One of them. Like, did that whole apparent, like, stick thing, apparently. But, you know, I've never done it. So, you know, I'm just trusting someone else's word. Like, I mean, I can do it if I wanted to. Too lazy to do it. Don't really have the time or patience to, you know, measure the shadow of a stick on the same exact time of the day. But I guess I could do it if I wanted to and prove it myself. But yeah, that is a lot of things. It's pretty interesting. That's why I think it's a little more fun. It's a little more fun if you just like, maybe that is true. You know, maybe the whole freaking devil worship, Hollywood, blah, 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 aliens are controlling the government, blah, 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 blah stuff. Maybe it is true. Maybe there are 14 different aliens on Earth with the grays, the freaking lizard are freaking morphing into other people. Oh, maybe the conspiracy where it's like the internet isn't real or whatever. Not like literally the internet isn't real, but like where it's like what percent of the internet doesn't exist. Like it's just like a freaking AI, like, or like the whole thing where there's not that many people or whatever. Speaking of not that many people, I will say being in Hong Kong, it starts to make me doubt the numbers in the US. Like I get, it's because the only reason is because there's so many freaking people in Hong Kong. Like it's just ridiculous how many people. You cannot go anywhere where there's not some person just walking. And that's in the middle of the night. Well, in the middle of the night is different because the whole city freaking dies. It makes you like, you're like, wow, 7 million people live here? Because there's just nothing. Like if I recorded right now, you would not believe there's 7 million people in this city because it's just emptiness other than the freaking loud cars. But like when during the day, it's just so many freaking people. Where I'm like, I went to New York once and I don't remember that many people in New York. And isn't New York like the largest population city? But it's not as condensed though. That is the difference. Like here, Asia in general is so condensed with so many people. So maybe that's why it just feels like it's just so many more people. While in the US, you know, it's a little more white, like, you know, it's a little more roomy. Even in the condensed cities, it's still roomier than this. It's just crazy. It's actually crazy. And this is without tourists. Like, I could not imagine if it was not COVID, like non-COVID times. With tourists too, I'd probably not even want to come to the city, to be honest. Which makes me start wondering, do I want to even, I don't know. Like, cause, well, even though we know that COVID's going to last longer than, unless all the countries, like, stand together, which probably will never happen. But still, if it does happen, and then there's tourists again, oh my God, I don't know. I probably have to leave. Well, if I were still here, I mean, go right back to freaking America, being the good old roominess, because even now, it's just too many people. I just cannot imagine. But yeah, that is the podcast. I'm getting closer to McDonald's because that's the only thing to eat nowadays because everything closes at freaking 6 now because of the whole COVID crap. So I've been eating McDonald's constantly, literally constantly. I'm about to eat again. And then class starts tomorrow, so I gotta wake up early. But yeah, that is the podcast. Keep an open mind. Every single conspiracy that is detailed in any form is real or it has some type of grain of salt of truth. Heard here first. Okay, podcast over.